Inside Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Yeah, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, today is a big doings kind of day. We're gonna cover down on some news, things that are happening around. We got some great guests lined up. And as always, though, most importantly, Miss Copper is running the board. Hey, Copper, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good. Today's Thursday. We're approaching Friday. It's going to be here soon.
Yep, but cold and nasty out.
Cold and nasty. I mean, yeah, right. I mean, it's like in North Alabama right now, you're either wet and cold or snowy and cold or slushy and cold. That is your forecast. Yeah, everywhere you look. But, you know, it's kind of weird because I think we were just like in short sleeves and flip-flops about 10 days ago, which is, or maybe less than that, 5 days ago. Craziness. Hey, get that triple dipper sound effect ready, Copper. So, yeah, listen. Triple Dipper, I'll tell you about here in 1 second, but you'll be glad to know we got some great guests coming on today. This is a full day for it. So at 2:30, Congressman Mo Brooks is going to call in. Talk about this January 6th riot that occurred last year. Riot, not insurrection, riot. That's what I'm calling it, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But Congressman Mo Brooks will be on at 2:30. The next round at 3 o'clock, we got another guest. We have a new candidate in the running for governor. He does come in with quite a resume. It's interesting. He has the look. We'll see. But his gubernatorial candidate, Lou Burdette, is going to join us at 3 p.m. Just announced his campaign a couple of days ago. And then at 4 p.m., one of my favorite segments every single week, the Grand Council with our own Dale Jackson and with our friend Jeff Poor from 106.5 down the coast. And so, yeah, it's going to be a full day. Copper, we got a triple dipper sound effect. Go ahead and hit it.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Three stories you got to know. Number one is this, a day that will live in infamy, sort of. That's number one. I'm calling it that. Exactly what I'm calling it. It's actually typed up on the board right now for Copper to see. Number one in the Triple Dipper is a day that will live in infamy, sort of. We're going to talk about January 6th, sort of unpack it a little bit, even unpack it with Mo Brooks, who has had Democrats attempting to hang that around his neck for quite a while, or at least for a year. Number two on the Triple Dipper, Bill DeBear. You remember Bill DeBear? Everybody remembers Bill DeBear. If you had kids, you remember Bill DeBear. Bill DeBear, how about build a governor? I want to know, how do you build a governor? Where does that come from? Well, Lou Burdette's going to be on the show, so I thought, you know, what better day to start talking about, all right, all y'all that are running for the office of governor, what does it take to actually build a governor? Well, I'll tell you what, it takes time well before they ever get to the office. Build a bear, build a governor. Number three, red state economics. Red state economics, there is indeed such a thing. Red state economics are far outpacing anything that could be happening or said to be happening right now in blue state economics. So we're going to spend some time on that as well. All that plus the other callers I told you about. So listen, as I get into my monologue, I'm literally going to talk about January 6th for a while here. It just frustrates the stew out of me. It frustrates me to see the changing of the story, the narrative being construed beyond the scope of what it was. Was it a bad day? Yeah, absolutely it was. Were there crimes committed? Yes, there were. But like, for instance, here's a quote from Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln literally said once, "The shepherd drives the wolf from the sheep's throat, for which the sheep thanks the shepherd as a liberator, while the wolf denounces him for the same act as a destroyer of liberty." Meaning, apparently people have chosen to look at certain things in separate ways, sometimes for their own purposes. Well, like I said, in case you haven't heard, today's January 6th, right? So what? Well, yeah, that's what most of the world is saying in response to that. But not the Democrat freak show in D.C., not the mainstream media. Today is the day that President Biden and Vice President Harris, just this morning, I mean, you talk about pulling out all the stops. As people are driving to work, they're already doing a president and vice president address to the nation. Yes. In which Vice President Harris, and I watched it to make sure that she really did do this because I saw the report, she really did compare what happened in the riot in the Capitol on this day last year to December 7th, 1941, when Pearl Harbor was attacked. And she also compared it to September 11th, 2001, when Al-Qaeda launched the terrorist attacks on New York City and the Pentagon and that other failed attempt that crashed in Shanklesburg, Pennsylvania. On those two dates, the one September 11th and December 7th, 41, On those two dates, literally thousands of innocent Americans lost their lives and billions of dollars in property damage was sustained. Both of those events launched massive war efforts that thereafter claimed more lives and took U.S. troops to the far corners of the earth to hunt down and terminate the evil forces that were behind them. So I find it shocking, galling, nauseating, really, that the current administration and their lackeys want to take those two hallowed dates, Pearl Harbor and 9/11, dates that truly do live in infamy, and somehow equate them to the riots on Capitol Hill on January 6th of 2021. There is no comparison. And to try and draw a comparison is not just an overreach, it is designed to be inflammatory. And I'll be honest, I'm inflamed. So let me go ahead first and clear the air before all the trolls and sycophants get on my social media and try to equate my views with that of Osama bin Laden, all right? What happened at our nation's capital, a building that I love personally and have visited several times, was a tragedy. It was unconscionable. It was wrong. And many of the actions were illegal, but it was not, listen up here, it was not an insurrection. At most, it was a riot. Why do I say that? How can I parse those words? What basis could I possibly have for denying the mainstream narrative that January 6th was a true and classic case of insurrection? I'll tell you. The law. That's right, the law. You see, words matter when you get past the rhetoric. See, I can sleep in the garage and try to call myself a car, but I'm not. I can choose to call my dog a cat, but he's not. And you can call a demonstration or a riot an insurrection, but it's not. As a practicing attorney, I know that I am not allowed to get away with the shenanigans that I see in pundit world every day, every single day. Were I to try and reframe an issue in the presence of the judge and jury to be something that it's not, I would be subject to my opponent filing a motion to strike or a motion to dismiss or even a motion for sanctions. If I were to stand before a jury for my opening or closing comment to trial and try to recast the evidence in such a way that it was characterized beyond the scope of the law and the evidence, I would face immediate objection, and rightfully so. So let me lawyer this up for you for a bit. Imagine that we're in court right now, all right? All you right side ruffians, you're the jury. It's my goal to allow the evidence to be fully shown, but to do so within the confines of the rules of procedure, the rules of evidence, and the rule of law. So, here are my comments. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, thank you for your keen attention to this trial. You have seen the evidence, you have heard the testimony, and truthfully, that judge over there on the bench, he may be the one in the robes, but you are in fact the most powerful people in the courtroom. You are the ones who can choose whether or not to find guilt or innocence. You have heard opposing counsel's position throughout the trial that we experienced on that awful day was an insurrection. In a few minutes, though, the judge is going to charge you. He's going to recount to you the law that relates to the matters that you have to decide. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I cannot speak for the judge, but I suspect that what he's going to do is charge you directly as to the law of insurrection. And I feel certain that he will advise you that the lesser charges of civil disorder and disorderly conduct and entering and remaining in a restricted building or destruction of government property or obstruction of federal proceedings, all of those things are considered lesser offenses and they are governed under a separate statute, 18 U.S. Code 371, as crimes against the United States. But I feel, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I feel certain that the judge is also going to advise you separately that any charges of insurrection would have to be governed under 18 U.S. Code 2383, that insurrection is in and of itself a separate term carrying separate and distinct import in the eyes of the law. If, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, you find that the evidence, when viewed in light of the law, does not indicate that an armed revolt, well-planned and coordinated, with an intent to overthrow our constitutional form of government and replace it with another. If you find that the evidence did not show to your satisfaction as the jury that the events of January 6, 2021 rose to that level, then you must, in the furtherance of your duties, your actual duties, as jurors in this case, find the defendants not guilty on the charges of insurrection. All right, so yeah, back to Right Side Radio here. I would feel comfortable addressing any jury in that manner on these issues. But, and this is a big but, it turns out that I wouldn't even have to anyway, because not a single one of the individuals arrested and charged in connection with the January 6th events has been charged with any count of insurrection. Interesting. And there, my friends, lies the rub. Any one of the knuckleheads that believes they can espouse an opinion on this matter that still chooses to use the word insurrection should not be trusted, not for a second. Because they are nothing but feckless wordbenders who have done nothing but literally make the choice to abrogate the truth in favor of a sensational catchphrase. And most of the time, the world calls that a lie. It's either that or they're just stupid. So you take your pick. But in any event, it still disables their credibility. You see, words matter. I don't believe the events of January 6th were worthy of support. I don't support them any more than I would ever support the attacks that were on the federal courthouse over and over again in Portland, Oregon, or the burning of businesses in the so-called largely peaceful demonstrations that surrounded our nation for almost 6 months. Great frustration and freedom of speech should never be allowed to combine to destruction of life, limb, and property. But neither should politicians and pundits be allowed to skew the events into something they were not. January 6th was a demonstration that advanced into a riot by some, a protest that went places it never should have gone. But it is not an insurrection. It should not be a political football either for a party that has no policies and no successes to stand on. You see, here's the thing. We are a nation of laws, and that's what matters. Words matter. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right, Copper, take us to a break. I'm fired up. But the reality is this, words do matter. You cannot say something over and over again on TV or on the radio and suddenly have someone charged in court with it. It doesn't work that way. The law has to be construed a certain way, and the law does not say this was an insurrection. So stop the misuse of the word. Was it a riot? Yes. Insurrection? No. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back with more of that. And coming up at 2:30, a man who should know, Congressman Mo Brooks. We'll be right back.